Dead Woman's Ditch to Croken Park Gate, returning to Dead Woman's Ditch. There are no dead women at Dead Woman's Ditch, and the raised ditch on the west side of the car park is probably part of Dalsborough's Iron Age fortifications. The walk starts from the car park and takes a parallel track to the road leading to Croken. And at the very beginning, you actually cross the ditch itself following a Quantock Hills public bridleway sign. This takes you through heathland along an occasionally muddy track. Every so often this opens up into a grazing area used by both sheep and the Quantock ponies. After 5 minutes of following the path parallel to the road, you start to encounter some scrubby trees. As the path opens up a little, you can see to your left the highest point in the Quantocks at Wool's Neck. Then the path descends slightly, again into a few weather-beaten trees. As the path swings round to the left very slightly, you reach a sort of T-junction. Turn right here towards the car park at Croken Park Gate, passing a no vehicles post. Cross the road and head up into the car park. Bearing right at the top, passing past a gate saying Quantock Common / SSSI, no unauthorised vehicles, and head uphill. The track's joined by another coming in from the left, and just after this, swing left towards a trig point on the near horizon. Looking due north, you can see the South Wales coast, and due west, the Brendons. As you swing right, looking northwest, you can see the highest point on Exmoor, just behind the Brendon Hills, which is Dunkery Beacon, and moving a little bit further to the right, following the site of the path in front of you, you've got North Hill in Minehead. Swing around to the northeast, you can see Cardiff Bay and the two islands of Steepholm and Flatholm in the channel. And then moving a little bit further to your right, the omnipresent Hinkley Point Power Station, just before the rounded hill of Dalsborough Iron Age Fort. From the trig point, turn right to follow a path for 50 yards, cross over the intersecting path to take a broad grassy track. After 3 minutes or so, you reach Wilmot's Pool, also called Withyman's Pool, and behind that, the remnants of an ancient burial mound. And it's worth taking a short detour. At the top of the mound, you can see it's being excavated and it was probably done so by some Quantock parson or perhaps a grave robber. This is one of the scheduled ancient monuments on the Quantocks, of which there are nearly 100. Returning to the path, turn right to follow a broad grassy track rather than the slightly narrower track on the left. Your track heads towards Dalsborough, and after a minute or so, you reach a wide grassy area. From here, ignore the stony track on the immediate right, which leads back to a car park, but take the next track on the right, which heads east. This track will ultimately take you back to the starting point at the Dead Woman's Ditch car park. After a while, the path becomes more wooded, with the woods surrounding Dalsborough becoming more prevalent on your left-hand side. On reaching the road, crossover back to the car park. This is Ian Pearson at the Old Cider House, 01278 732 228, www.theoldciderhouse.co.uk.